I tried to get Pastor Robin to read in my place, and I failed to convince him. I will read in Ephesians 2, verse 11 to 22, in Hebrew. Wherefore, remember that ye, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, by that which is called the circumcision, in the flesh made by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For ye is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to which were far off, and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit.
Thank you, Trust. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Good morning at home. It is lovely, wonderful to have you all this morning. If you're here for the first time, you're visiting, you are welcome. This is a place where you truly want to be. Right now. My name is Emmanuel. I am one of the pastors here, a wonderful team here. And this morning I have the privilege to bring you the Word of God. How cool is that? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But are you ready? Are you ready to receive the Word of God this morning? Are you ready? Is your heart a perfect ground to receive the seed this morning, the Word of God this morning? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Shall we do this? Can you put your hand on your heart? And you're going to pray for your heart. And you're going to say, Lord, give me a receptive heart this morning. You're going to do this at home. I'm doing it myself. Father, give me a receptive heart to receive your seed, to receive your word this morning. May your word, may your seed find in me a place to grow and to bear fruit until Jesus return. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being with us, for leading us this morning. I've got a few minutes. I've got about half an hour. Okay. And I really want to be led by the Spirit this morning, like always. I want to be led by the Spirit this morning, like always. Matthew Matthew 4:23 says, and Jesus began to go over Galilee. Jesus began to go over Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, healing every disease and sickness among the people. Jesus began to go all over Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, healing every disease and sickness. Jesus began to go all over Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, healing every disease and sickness among the people. And the same Bible says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Are you expecting Jesus to move among us this morning? Wow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John 3:8b. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, to destroy the works of the enemy. Jesus is about to destroy the works of the enemy here, right now. Here, right now. Now. There is a spirit of death or feeling suicidal. Spirit of death that the Lord is dealing with right now. You're feeling suicidal. You're feeling that your life is worthless. You're feeling that it is not worth it to carry on no more. But the Spirit of the Lord is moving here right now, breaking the works of the enemy, the works of the devil. At home, in this place, you shall not die. You will not die. You will live. Because God has placed his hand upon you. You're feeling overwhelmed by the oppression of the enemy. Circumstances. It seems like there is no way out. It seems like there's no way out because you cannot see. God is under control. give it to Jesus Christ. And give your life to Jesus Christ. Now, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he may destroy the works of the enemy. I could see also a storm coming. There's a storm coming. Riding coming very strong. Hallelujah. But there is peace for you. There is peace for you. You must trust and lean on Jesus Christ. You must trust and lean on Jesus Christ. Does any of this make sense to you? Am I speaking gibberish here? Shabra soko tayata. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's like this is a chamber where surgery are being performed right now. There's a sense I'm sensing this place is like a room. A surgery room, a theater. Is that what they call it? Where surgery are being performed. And God is, the Spirit of the Lord is rewriting your destiny. He's rewriting your destiny. He's removing those blemish, those spots, those things that makes you want to go away from him, those things that make you seem useless. He is rewriting your destiny right now. He is rewriting your destiny. There is a calling on you to walk with the Lord. And you know it, you sense it, you want to do it, you desire to do it. But every time you take the step, it's like you take two steps back, forward and five or four steps backward, you know, and you see yourself in this. It's like eternal circle that you feel that you cannot break away from. There is a power of God right here, right now to set you free. Thank you, Jesus. The purpose and destiny of God upon your life shall come to pass. If you feel that you need prayer, you need it, you come now. Come. 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 If you feel that this is for me, come. This is not general, it's specific. Come. Specific. Don't miss it. I normally don't do that. Don't miss it. It is specific. Come. Come. Don't delay. Come. Don't fight it. Don't fight it. Come. God loves you. He is. it's rewriting your destiny. Now, those words that has been said is pulling you down. There is a release for you now. Come. I know don't say God doesn't love you. He loves you. And this is your moment. Come and receive it. Come and receive it. Hallelujah. Shataka sikata. This morning, and you said to yourself, this is probably my last day. I could sense it, I could feel it. The Spirit is not leaving me. In Jesus Christ, there is life, abundant life, even for you now. Come and be prayed for. At home, there is freedom, deliverance, blessing for you. Jesus is for you. Jesus is for you. Jesus is for you. The situation you are praying for, and you kind of laid it down at his feet, and it's been a long time, actually a very long time you'll be praying for. You'll be praying for that particular situation. It is there is a sort of reconciliation in it. There is a sort of reconciliation in it. There's a sort of reconciliation in it. You've been praying for. The answers has not come, but the answers is here now. If it is you, come and be prayed for. Hallelujah. Sheka Sibros Tatalabantia. In Jesus' name. If you are fighting a sickness, a disease in your body, that wouldn't let you go, that would put shame on you, a disease that wouldn't allow you to step into your destiny, into your calling, to fulfill what God has called you to do, this is the moment for you to be set free. Come, we're going to pray for you. Come. 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 Shetarabakantia Satan. For this purpose, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, was manifested, that he may destroy the works of the devil, the works of the enemy. The works of the enemy over your life cannot prevail, and will not prevail in Jesus' name. Jesus is here. Shiria, Styria, Styria. Somebody need to see. Kora Sibrian Torata. Now you may be new here. You don't know why you find yourself in this place. You may be coming here for years, and you don't know why you find yourself here today. Today is a new day for you. Hallelujah. It's a new beginning. In fact, God is granting you a new beginning. A new beginning, a new beginning. If it is, this is you, I want to pray for you. Come. This is a new beginning. Don't let it go. Come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We normally don't do this. I normally don't do this. But this is a new beginning for you. Don't let it go. Come. You feel it. You know it. God is touching you. He's talking to you. Don't let it go. Hallelujah. It is a new day. 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 God's love is so abundant in this place. His love is so abundant in this place. His spirit is moving in this place. His power is so strong in this place. Step into the water. Step into the water. Step into it. Hallelujah. A new dawn has come here. A new day has come. Hallelujah. Days of wonders. Days of miracle. Days of power. Hallelujah. Days of the Holy Spirit. Step into it. If you are here, we want to pray for you. Come now. Come now. Hallelujah. Sheka sata rabata. Thank you, Jesus. 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 For some of you, there is a sort of two-step back, you know, and this step is a step of preparation. Hallelujah. It's like God is positioning you onto a sort of launching pad to propel you into a new dimension, new, greater. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Receive it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is holiday season. I know this is not by the spirits that some are going away. I know that because people told me. But I also know that many people that I don't know of, but you are going away on a trip, and this trip may be challenging for you. It may be challenging for you. It may be very, very difficult for you due to various, you know, things or circumstances. But you are going away. Expect this challenge, this difficult situation, circumstances. But God is saying that He is in it. He is in it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Move among us this morning, Father. Heal every disease, every sickness, every disease, every sickness, break every work of the devil among us. Set captive free. Today, Holy Spirit, move. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's a message from Holy about Oakley. We pray for him right now. They're connected now. Swelling of the tongue is going down. It's coming around. But you see, it is not just online. Even in here, God is doing among you. God is moving among you. Don't let this moment pass. Thank you, Jesus. Don't let this moment pass. Focus on yourself right now. Take it, what God has for you today. This is a new day. Hallelujah. This is a new day. Shebra sukatayabaha. The way you see things, God is changing. He's giving you a new perspective. Embrace it. There is victory in this. You shall walk no more with shame. Shame is being removed. Hallelujah. The purpose of God shall come to pass. They will see you with different eyes. They will see you differently from now on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now Jesus began to go all over the place, all over Galilee, teaching in the synagogue, preaching the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness among the people. This shall be our everyday. Hallelujah. Come on. Shete arasa. In Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, if any of this makes sense to you, if God is doing something in your life, you want to hear it, come and talk to us. But God is moving certainly in this place. Amen. Amen. I feel like we could carry on. I feel like we could sing. I feel like we could worship, but God is moving among us. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you for being on the spot. and coping well with the pressure. Come on. Let's encourage her. Bless you, Carmen. We are so blessed by this family. And we are so blessed by every single one of you. Amen. Now we have 5 minutes to 12, to 12 o'clock. Can you give me 10 minutes? Can you give me 10 minutes? Shall we vote? So, those who want 10 minutes, your hands up. Those who want 15 minutes, your hands up. Okay.
While I was in bed this morning, the Lord just said to me, this is the start of the miraculous. That's all he said.
Yesterday was amazing. It was an amazing day. But there was a lady came up to me and she said, I pray, I love the Lord. I pray for God. And I've just prayed for my sister and a couple of people here with this message. Why? Emmanuel used it exactly. 2 steps forward, 4 back. This lady was beating herself up. I'm not hearing from the Holy Spirit. Everyone gets confused with the Holy Spirit. If you're being challenged and you're saying, I'm being beat up and I'm not walking, guess who's talking to you? It's not your mind. It's God. It's God. He doesn't want perfection. What he wants is for you to come as you are, but to be the best you are. And that's going to be for you. And I mean that with all my heart. Lives are going to change in this place. They are. So when you come and say, oh, I've not heard from the... You have. That's why it's challenging you.
Thank you, Andy. Steve say, Andy is better than you. I say, hallelujah. He say that. You know, yesterday I couldn't join with the team, the outreach team yesterday. So, you know, my heart was with them, but I was physically somewhere else. But I heard the good thing that the Lord has done. I want to take 10 minutes to try to lay a foundation for this message that we're going to look at next time I'm preaching. Okay, remember we're talking about the gospel. Okay, the gospel. And for the past few weeks, I've preached. I've started a series on the message. A series on the gospel of the kingdom. Now, today I want to talk about the message of the gospel of the kingdom. The message of the gospel of Christ. You know, remember we said first that the gospel of Christ, we say that the gospel did not originate in the New Testament, specifically in the book of Matthew, but it is rooted throughout the Old Testament. Remember those things? We need to be rooted in this foundation, hallelujah, because when we go out in the marketplace, we need to stand. We need to stand the arguments. We need to stand the pressure of the enemy, hallelujah. We need to stand in our faith in Jesus. So the gospel, the good news, refer to Yahweh himself coming to save his people, deliver his people. We say that, remember that? You remember that? Talk to me. I want to hear you. In the second session, we talk about the king of the kingdom. The king of the kingdom. And we say that the gospel is the announcement, the good news is the announcement of the king of the kingdom. Remember that? We say that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Messiah. It is the proclamation that heaven's king has come on earth, that he has defeated sin, conquered death, and established his kingdom forever. Hallelujah. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, because of that, I am secured. Are you? Thank you for the few amen. Amen. Now, today, I've got another 5 minutes. I'm going to touch briefly on the message of the gospel. The message of the gospel of the kingdom. Okay? This is not even in my Hebrew 1. Sorry, let me read this. It's not on. Now, here it is. Hebrew 1, from verse 1. The Bible says, God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days, spoken to us by his Son. Whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds. Amen? And we can carry on. The message of the gospel has echoed through history with great curiosity and hostility. You know that every time we go out and preach the message of the gospel, there will always be this guy, I don't want to call their name, there will always be this guy or this people who will try to oppose your God. I don't believe him. Your message is fake. We will always encounter those things. But the message of the gospel is simple enough for a child to capture its heart. A baby, a little child, capture the heart of the gospel more than any adult. That's what Jesus said. Be like them. Be like them. So profound that even the greatest scholars find themselves overwhelmed by its depths. It is a message that has drawn huge interest across generations. Hallelujah. What is it about the Christian message, the Christian movement, the Christian God? What is it about it? What is it about it that makes it so resisted yet deeply attractive, so compelling yet controversial, seemingly out of touch, yet perpetually relevant in all, every age. So complex, yet profoundly simple. So gentle in appearance, yet powerful enough to transform lives and change circumstances. There is no way somebody like me could be here today. No way. There is no possibility in that. The message of the gospel is the message that transforms life. It's the message that sets life into a different course, direction, a better one, fulfilling one. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Let me talk about just one point. Okay. One point. The message of the gospel is centered on one person, the person of Jesus Christ. It's good that we've got the children here. It's good also. Now, we talk about the gospel. The gospel is not about, or not merely about what, or not even what we can do for God, or what we do for God. You know, often I hear people say to me, I need to sort out the mess in my life. Then I'll come to this God. I believe in him. And they believe in God. They believe in the existence of God, Yahweh. But their understanding, which is not wrong, is that this is a pure, holy God that we cannot get near to with our sinful nature or sinful adventure of our life. So I need to sort out my life and then I'll come to him. Wrong. Wrong. The message of the gospel of the kingdom compels us to come and give him our mess, and he will turn into a message. Come the way, or as you are, but we don't remain as we are. We are being transformed to the image of him who take us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his light. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, if you're here, you hear that today. Can you take that with you today? Can you do that? Let's pray. We're going to come back to this. Let's pray. In fact, can we stand? Please, let's stand. Because today we're going to go, and this week we are going to be ambassadors of the good news, taking the message out. Hallelujah. Talk to somebody. Share the good news with somebody. Hallelujah. This is, we step into the Holy Week, the week before the Passover, Easter. The week before Easter, Sunday is Easter Day. There is a baptism here next Sunday. You don't want to miss it. Invite one person. Invite somebody. Invite friends and family. Share the good news with them. Hallelujah. Can you do that this week? Can we do that? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the move of your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, that this is a new day. A new dawn has come to this church, to us. Father, we embrace it. We say thank you. Lord, we say thank you. Holy Spirit, we move completely out of the way so that you can do what you only can do. We commit ourselves to you today. Lord, these people, every single one of us, as we go, Father God, empower our lives, empower us with the Holy Spirit, with your anointing, that we may be able to speak, we may be able to share, we may be able to reach out to those who are in need. Jesus, you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. So as we go, let signs and miracles follow. In Jesus' name. If you're here for the first time, we love you. We want you to stay. There's tea and coffee served next door. Okay? We want to have a chat with you. If the message of Jesus resonates in your hearts and you want to have a chat with somebody, okay? I want to talk with you. The pastors want to talk with you. So please, connect with one of us. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus.